from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Okay, well, we'll hear it. No deal done. And that there are other teams in communication. Okay, who are these other teams? Can you tell us? Like, you don't have to name them all, but just name us one.
The Browns are still trying. I don't know.
Where are the Browns reporters on that? Where's Mary Kay Cabot? Where's Daryl Ryder? Where's Mike Grossi or Tony Grossi? Like, all along I've said, and the Steelers have believed, that Ayuk doesn't want to play there, and I think it actually is more to do with the money and the way they'd have to structure the deal than maybe it is Cleveland being an organization that has not done a lot of winning, because they have major cap problems, Chris. They've pretty much already paid Amari Cooper for this season because his whole salary was a signing bonus, and there's Deshaun Watson's cap hit every year. So I don't see how they make that work. If Ayuk wanted to play for the Browns, I think they would have taken that Amari Cooper deal plus a third-round pick or whatever it is days ago. We would have probably woken up to the news on Monday morning that Brandon Ayuk was going to Cleveland, and then it would have felt like Apocalypse Now here in Pittsburgh.
Well, mainly for you.
And people, well, not...
That
yes.
would have been very bad for you. Not only do they, does he not come here, he goes to the Browns.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, bad for me in the fact that, like, I've been reporting things that conflict with that, but it would be very bad because I don't think fans want to see Brandon Ayuk in a Browns uniform. But anyways, Chris,
not entirely sure that Brandon Ayuk's better than Amari Cooper, for what it's worth.
Do you have a theory?
I have a theory on the Russini and like Jones stuff, where they're just continuing to like say teams are involved, no deal yet. Especially in the case of Russini, who do we know owns The Athletic now? The New York Times.
Ah, yes.
I would not be shocked if the New York Times essentially won't let their people tweet stuff out, like to the extent of what you tweeted, basically, unless they can put it in print in a story. Like, I think there might be like standards and practices that are different from ours because you're a radio host. You're not a person writing under the New York Times banner. If you think this is me kind of subtly saying we don't have the same journalistic standards, maybe I am saying that because we're entertainment guys. We're radio hosts.
Are you allowed to read the text that you got?
Yeah, I'm going to do that too, but I knew that that's what you thought I was going to say, but I wanted to get my other theory. I think like CBS Sports and some of these other sites might have different standards.
Well, we have a local reporter who's saying that he's not even referring to me by name. He's saying any reports about a deal being done are inaccurate.
Who's saying that?
And that is Chris Halik from DK, who, remember, a couple of weeks ago said the Steelers were convinced that they were getting Ayuk, Metcalf, or Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah, the or Tyreek Hill part of that was very feasible.
Yes.
Yeah,
he is now saying inaccurate to this point. Okay, Chris?
I don't care.
Maybe you will end up being proven right. You are covering the team, and I am just a guy.
Maybe they're still going to get Tyreek Hill.
Maybe they're holding out for Hill. Maybe this fan creation that Metcalf will come here, even though it's never once been said that he's available this offseason, maybe that will happen. Or maybe my sources, which have been great up until today, just wanted to F me and make me look bad.
All right, here's what I was told about 25 minutes ago.
I'm all ears, Malzy.
Couple texts to the Malzy hotline.
The Malzy hotline.
Little Birdie told me at 3:30 today there's some interesting Aiyuk information. Guess we're going to find out if that little birdie is correct.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote back just to this person. I'm 99% sure it is happening because I do believe you're reporting. This person, me as well, heard there is a 3:30 announcement in the works, however. Then this person just stapled onto this.
So we got a time thrown out there.
Then this person who I do trust stapled onto this. Oh, by the way, in a SID press conference later, too.
Oh, my God. That'd be like a Yinzer orgasmic experience to get all of that in one day done.
But that's what that person's telling me, and that person has been right about stuff before and is...
Great ratio, great percentage, great hit rate.
Oh, yeah, like I'm talking, like I think we're probably talking like Mark Price from the free throw line, Patrick Mahomes against the Steelers winning when he needs to.
Rick Barry from the line?
I think Price was better. Rick had just the very
memorable... Steph Curry?
Who was the all-time leader before Steph Curry broke it?
Maybe Kelvin Murphy?
Correct, very good. Couldn't put one by you.
Someone texted in and said, am I nervous right now? Not really, because I trust who I'm talking to on this, and they haven't led me wrong yet. So, if Schefter never changed his mind and said, the Steelers are not a landing spot, they're not a serious player in this, and he kept hammering that, mm-hmm. I would be nervous. Because he's the best at this. This is not my discipline. If this were like the Olympics, this would not be my event. He does the backstroke, I do the breaststroke.
That seems like a hard stroke to do, the breaststroke and the butterfly.
Yeah.
If you were getting killed in the butterfly in the Olympics, you were in last place, why wouldn't you just start swimming freestyle? DQ me, I don't care. I just want it to look better. Right? Like, they're just whooping your ass.
That's an interesting one, Chris. I've never seen that done before.
Well, just I'm saying, you're not going to win. Just go freestyle and at least close the gap. Make it look good. They're going to DQ you, but who cares? It'll look better on TV.
Or why not, if you know you're losing the diving competition, just make the last one a cannonball.
A belly flop.
Something like that. Yeah. My wife called me at about 1:45 and said, is this really happening? Like, she even had a hint of, like, skepticism in her voice.
I thought she was just busy, like, framing and laminating the Beanie Bishop Jr. as a starter on the Steelers defense on your fridge.
I don't think she knows who Beanie Bishop Jr. is as a West Virginia fan. I think she knows who Frazier is because he has a wrestling background and she likes the fact that he's good at woodworking and things like that too.
Beanie Bishop is about to do something, it appears, that no Steelers undrafted rookie free agent has maybe ever done, which is start.
Donnie, what's your reaction to Mulsey's 3:30 mole?
That means we'll have something to chat to Mike Florio about, I guess.
Yeah.
Right, I will say, time. I mean, I put it out there. That's what I was told. I trust this person. I'll feel like that one's a big-time home run, like a pointed to center field and just clobbered one.
That's why I'm glad Mulsey left it open-ended, because I was wondering if it was just some other
3:30
event
p.m.
in his life.
Yeah, I tweeted out 3:30 p.m. TikTok. What if I had just said at 3:30 p.m., like, I'm going to go have a glass of milk?
I keep getting, like, text. I keep getting texts. They're trying to, like, book me to do interviews. They're asking me to do interviews, radio interviews, podcasts, things like that.
No, good for you.
Do you think it's to like try to make me look bad? Like, where do you think we're at with this?
I don't know. Do they really know who they're wrestling with if they try to do that? You are like you're a slippery wizard. I know there's another one of those
Cleveland.
Are
these like people that you know are not fans of you or something?
No, they're just from like San Francisco radio stations.
Did you do it?
I mean, you know what I genuinely think it is? I think it is that they believe that it will go in that direction, and they know you were the first guy today that put it out there.
Good call, Donnie.
I mean, Mike Silver did retweet the Deanna Russini report that it's not done yet, and Mike is a big-time 49ers insider.
Yeah, but you don't have... Quit saying, like, these are big-time insiders. Like, that implies that they are correct in their analysis here. Mm-hmm. You could very well be the one who's right. Stop being so deferential. Nick Wright put you over big time. He said, you know the Steelers better than anyone.
And
you're
he's
more
leading
plugged
his
in.
Show with it.
Well, that's because Nick and I are, like, best friends. I mean, I would hope he would trust me on this.
Nick's not going to just stick his neck out on the line
or
because
his nose.
Of you. Well, it's kind of out there on the line at all times anyway.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. We'll see if Mike Florio has news about this at 3:30 right now, a headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If Brandon Ayuk ends up getting traded to the Browns and not the Steelers, I will have a heart attack. UPMC wants me to tell you that your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened today. Mike Florio going to join us in a few minutes on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider.
I got big news right now.
Go ahead. Now. Let's hear it.
Well, it's more of a congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Donnie, he's topped 100,000 followers thanks to the big Ayuk takes. This man has not only topped 100,000, he's already over 101,000.
Let's not gloat yet. I mean, it's just
more like followers than Dalmatians.
It's just like a guy goes over 1,000 yards, but on the next carry, he gets knocked back 4 yards.
Or he catches his 1,000th career pass, but it's for negative 3 yards just to make sure he gets one.
If Ayuk gets traded to the Browns or this doesn't end up happening, the amount of blocks and unfollows, Chris. It's going to get ugly.
Well, but they'll be all blocking and unfollowing Pretty Ricky, too, as I see Nick Wright leading with this on his show. I saw Dan Lebatard's show's Twitter feed say, Nick Wright looks like a person who lived in the Old Testament.
Donnie, what do you think of that take?
So just wait. Broussard's on the screen right now. Wait till they go, the camera wide shot cuts back to Nick. I can see it.
That's great.
The book of Nick.
He does look like a guy that would be an apostle.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, he gives
off.
Oh,
he'd be a great one. He'd be spewing those takes.
Big apostle vibes.
Right.
Big disciple vibes.
Be like, you guys know what I hate about Jerusalem here? And he would just dive into it.
The Standard 412 on Twitter. All of Steelers Nation right now waiting for the Brandon Ayuk trade to actually happen. It's Matthew McConaughey from
True Detective. Smoking that cig.
That cigarette with the Steelers hat on. Pretty good.
Pretty Ricky, though, by the way. If this happens, do I technically have to give Pretty Ricky the...
You know what I'll do? The hat tip. If he gets it.
Because he's a dog. He's Spud McKenzie wearing a Giants hat.
Yeah. He'll get a hat tip from me.
He's writing Trust Ricky 5 minutes ago. He has two pictures up. Ready? One is a person walking like a meme person that just says NFL insiders where the head should be. And then it's these quotes. It's fluid, backtracks, other teams, nothing final, things change. The other picture is a muscular drawing of a person with Pretty Ricky's avatar head that just says Ayuk is a
Who
Steeler.
Who is this guy? We got to ask Florio about this Pretty Ricky character.
He'll have takes on Pretty Ricky.
Mike Tomlin today, asked by Tim Benz about the Steelers looking into another wide receiver.
Are you actively looking to add to that part of your depth chart?
I'll let you guys speculate on that.
That was not a Tomlin, get out of here with this stupid hypothetical. I hate hypotheticals. I'm going to, like the great volleyball players at the net in the Olympics, smash that thing and spike it into oblivion. It was a...
smirking...
Yes.
Almost endorsement of Benz's question.
That was a jovial Mike Tomlin.
When Mike wants to lay the smack down, he makes like the rock and delivers a rock bottom.
He could have just said, I'm not dealing with that BS right now. We got a football game to play on Friday, and we got to practice in an hour.
How about Brett Michaels being a much bigger hit, it sounds like, at Dino's than he and Glazer? He and Glazer just kind of hanging out there in a little corner table while Brett Michaels is getting mobbed.
Out there, Donnie's country, I could see that.
Well, Brett's a Butler County guy. He's not from Allegheny County, so surrounding that ring of surrounding counties.
I'm just saying, Brett Michaels has a... He's got a lot of friends out there.
Yes.
Has he retweeted me?
Brett?
Yeah.
No? I don't believe so. You do have one other guy as of a couple hours ago who is going with you on this, but I... New York Herald. Legitimate? Previously for the New York... SI Now and Bleacher Report, a guy from Auburn... Covering all things sports for the New York Herald.
That sounds like a made-up newspaper from a comic book.
What's the follower count looking like?
Is
it like our guy from the other day?
Yeah, is that a Cam Marino type, Chris?
It's worse than Marino. 2,100.
Worse?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got less than City Limits and Harry Callis.
Yeah. City Limits is now retweeting all these people refuting me.
Why?
Why is City Limits doing...
Yeah, he should.
Doesn't trust his guy.
I don't know. I think
didn't
he
get
does
named in
you.
That Tribune Review article that he was the focus of as far as like when he talked about who his great mentors were in this business.
You know, how about that article, by the way? It listed him as a guy hosting shows on The Fan, and we hadn't really heard him host anything but like the occasional stray early morning show.
He must have known that he was going to host it.
And then
spilled the beans in there.
And then our guy just came out of the chute firing with some very good weekend work.
Yep.
You know what the problem I have for you here is? You're not, when you're right, you're not going to get any of the credit you deserve.
I thought
here.
That all along.
You're going to get clobbered by people. Oh, well, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Oh, they're going to say it wasn't true when you had it.
It's now true, and you just kept throwing stuff at the
wall. That's fine.
Except your story on this has never changed.
Nope.
And I would not be, now I am your friend.
Thank you,
and I think very highly of you professionally, too, obviously. But if I hadn't heard what I heard Monday night that corroborated everything you've been saying... I wouldn't be going with you this much. I wouldn't be riding with you to this degree. But I heard something.
Well, you're birdie. You have not just a big birdie. You have a very little birdie, like a hummingbird, that said in 10 minutes we're going to get official word on this.
And we're getting a Sid press conference later today from that same little bird. That bird doesn't know when to shut up.
The thing about the Sidney Crosby press conference that makes it seem unlikely to me is that I haven't heard from any of our Penguins people that they've got an event over at the arena or in Cranberry. About it. So is it possible your bird can be half right?
Yeah, my bird, though, might actually have like a chance to be, I still think, fully right here. I also think Rossi yesterday makes me think something's happening today with Sid.
Oh, I thought he was saying don't sweat it if it doesn't happen. It doesn't mean it's a...
Well, now that I read that again, I realize that, yeah, that's probably what he meant.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia at Peters Township. All right, Florio on the IUK stuff coming up next. First, a Donnie headline. Very excited to welcome in our next guest because he is always in the soup covering the NFL, and he's going to have thoughts on everything Brandon Ayuk. I'm talking about Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and he is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, right now I'm on an island on this Ayuk trade, me and a guy who has a dog avatar on Twitter who has somehow broken a lot of these stories.
Well, I'm not ready to join you on that island yet, but I'll tell you what I think, not necessarily what I know. You want to know what I think?
Yes.
I think the Steelers are offering Ayuk less than other teams are offering, and they're offering the 49ers less than other teams are offering, but it may just be a situation where if they wait long enough, they're going to be the last man standing.
Some of these other reports out there from insiders who are trying to kind of not entirely refute, but somewhat refute what I'm saying, keep talking about other teams. And my rebuttal is, who the hell are these other teams, Mike?
Well, the Patriots and Browns have been linked to Ayuk. The Patriots, for months, really, they offered a second-round pick before the draft to the 49ers, and the 49ers wouldn't do it. Remember, there were five teams willing to give Ayuk what he wanted financially before the draft, but none of them could work out deals with the 49ers. Now that Ayuk has the ability and the permission of the 49ers to talk to other teams, it basically whittled down to Browns, Patriots, and Steelers. And we've already seen the Patriots, based on reporting from last night, I think it was Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area, said the Patriots are out, in part because Ayuk didn't want to go there. The Browns may be the next ones to go. And then I think it comes down to, will the 49ers take what the Steelers are offering and Ayuk take what the Steelers are offering, or will the 49ers and Ayuk get together and work out a deal that keeps him in San Francisco? And one thing I've been saying for weeks, if there are other teams out there that are willing to pay Ayuk what the 49ers won't and give something up in trade to get him, at some point the light bulb has to go off for the 49ers. Maybe we should just pay the guy what he wants, because these other teams are paying him what he wants and they're giving us stuff for him. All we have to do is pay him what he wants.
Mike, do you think it's like better than 50-50 then that they eventually come to their senses in San Fran and do exactly that? Or do you still think it's more likely that he ends up on another team next year?
I don't know. And I'm never going to tell you that I know when I don't know. And a lot of this is driven by the personalities. It's driven by how far down the road Coach Kyle Shanahan has gone with having a guy in the building who's not practicing. Mike Silver, the San Francisco Chronicle, had, I think, a very insightful report that this has just exasperated Shanahan. You know, look at what has made the 49ers great the past 5 years. They have a collection of badasses who roll out of bed and run through a wall without a moment's notice. When you have a guy who's in and around that incubator for getting all the players ready to do that, flip the switch on hard, flip the switch off, flip the switch on, flip the switch off, and run through wall after wall after wall. When there's a guy who's not doing anything, there's a concern, I think, that can metastasize through the roster. And I think that's irked Kyle Shanahan to the point where they may just be willing to throw their hands in the air and say, we just got to move on from this guy, which shows you that there's kind of a strategic component to the hold-in that with certain coaches can work, because the coach just can't take it when there's a guy there who's undermining what the message is the coach is trying to send to the rest of the roster.
Mike, I feel good about what I put out there, because some of the national people, or even in San Francisco, haven't gotten this story right the whole time. Like Mayoko, who I think is great. I mean, the guy's covered the team for 30 years since Montana was there. He said on Monday night the Steelers were out. I mean, out means they can't come back in. So what, something changed. Schefter said yesterday, no, not a landing spot, and then had to offer up a mea culpa, say, actually, they're back in. And he made McAfee take the video down of him saying, not a landing spot. So even the biggest names in this seem to be getting either misinformation or information changing, where they have to go from a hardline stance to something entirely different in not a short amount of time.
Here's what I did on Monday, and I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole of what knocked me out of commission yesterday, but if you've ever had vertigo, you will know why I was out of commission yesterday.
Yes.
But on Monday night, when the guy who uses the dog as the avatar reported that the deal to the Steelers was done, I got in touch with someone who would know, and what I was told is nothing's been decided yet, which is a far cry from, what the hell are you talking about? The Steelers aren't even in this.
Yep.
Nothing's been decided yet. When the specific question is there a deal in place to send Ayuk to the Steelers, tells me that there's something that could be cooking. And yesterday I was a basket case and I was out of whack, but I need to get back into this and see what's going on, because I think the Steelers are going to be the last man standing. And it might not be top dollar for Ayuk, and it might not be top trade return for the 49ers, but it might just be the only alternative to this bad situation of Ayuk not practicing
with
the 49ers.
That's why I think those deals with Cleveland and New England got leaked. I think the specifics of the teams and what would be going back got leaked, because when the Steelers end up getting him for less than that, instead of 49ers fans and 49ers media blaming John Lynch, they're going to blame Brandon Ayuk. He's going to look like the bad guy because he prevented the 49ers from trading him to one of those teams for a better package of players and picks.
It just shows you that players at times have more power than they realize. And, you know, it's funny because I thought of Mike Tomlin's line, we want volunteers, not hostages. That kind of applies both ways if he ends up with the Steelers. Because in San Francisco, even though they don't come out and say it that way, that mindset is kind of wired into Kyle Shanahan. And we know that's the way Mike Tomlin thinks. And he's got a guy who's volunteering to be the Steelers. And it's especially true if he ends up taking less than he could have gotten elsewhere to show how badly he wanted to be with the Steelers.
We want everyone else's hostages as long as they want to volunteer for us.
There you go.
Mike, you obviously traffic daily almost in scoops and stuff like this.
And scuttlebutt.
Tons of scuttlebutt.
He loves scuttlebutt.
Is this your first interaction with, or the first you are ever seeing, of the famed Pretty Ricky, the dog avatar guy, the Spuds McKenzie guy, or have you heard of his exploits before?
Look, I've heard of Pretty Ricky's exploits, and it's clearly someone who is within the NFL ecosystem and is in a position to know things. But I'll tell you what,
That guy is wrong a lot.
Oh.
It's very easy to just be wrong when you have no accountability for it. You don't have an employer. You don't have an editor. You don't have a producer. You don't have to go to anyone and say, but. I'm always leery. And this applies whether we know who they are or we don't know who they are. When there's somebody, and I can name some names, somebody who's like been with a media organization and then leaves, that person continues to break news on their own. I'm always leery about it because there isn't the same accountability as when you have a paycheck riding on being right. So Pretty Ricky has been wrong pretty often, but Pretty Ricky has also been right. The problem is, if I'm going to hitch my wagon, I want to make sure I'm hitching it when he's right, not when he's wrong.
Mike, we've talked about this before where Jerry Dulac has gotten things wrong, and you've said the Steelers fed him this story as a make good. So if I end up being wrong about the Aiyuk thing, I guess I'm going to have some other bombshell for you in about 2 or 3 months if we go with that.
Good. Yeah. Well, you're saying a lot in saying that.
Yes, I am.
You're saying plenty.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
See you guys.
There you go.
Familiar with Pretty Ricky. Pretty Ricky doesn't have a standards and practices department. I'll admit something. Here, I can admit this. I had somebody tell me 3:30 there was going to be an announcement.
Nothing yet, Mulsey.
Sounds like maybe I was used as a useful idiot. Or maybe that person, something was dangled to them that ended up not being true. But well, how much time do I have on either side of 3:30 or 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, we got a 30-minute buffer zone.
Well, now, how about this? Derek Bell, who has ended Operation Shutdown, who now writes for...
He goes on Donnie's show. Does he write for Saunders'
Derek
site?
Derek Bell? Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
He's DB. Yeah, he's
Derek Bell. Film guy.
He's no longer
Robbie
living...
Robbie Chosen is working out for the Niners today. Why would they be working out Robbie Chosen?
Interesting. Derek Bell has ended his shutdown and is now writing for Alan Saunders. Sources, Steelers confident they'll land Brandon Aiyuk via trade. So they've at least gone to the...
Confident. Is it a fluid situation, however?
Hold on.
The fluidity of this situation.
Last paragraph. Whew. Situation, not just fluid. Very fluid.
Gaseous?
Very fluid from a trade compensation front.
I want to hear about a plasma situation. We know about the three traditional states.
But there is legitimate optimism, at least from the Pittsburgh perspective, that this deal is approaching the finish line. Or the goal line, as I had it described to me.
You think the goal line is 6? If the goal line is 6 o'clock, are they stretching the ball over the plane?
By 6?
No, I guess we're done at 5:40 today.
Joe, yeah, it'll get done at 5:50. Dan will be telling us about Derek Shelton's decision to keep Ryan Hayes a day off.
Tonight's starter, Marco Gonzalez. The Steelers have acquired a man named Brandon Aiyuk. And anyway, Gonzalez, only 2 1/3 his last outing.
5 minutes ago, picture taken from Raiders camp of Brandon Aiyuk's agent on the phone.
Phone watch.
Who could he be talking to?
What is the... do we have to go back to Yager Watch to find a more breathlessly reported situation than this? I honestly can't remember one.
Malsey made a good point. Why is Robbie Chosen working out for the 49ers right now?
I thought the same thing. Now I know Ricky Pearsall went down yesterday.
Not Pretty Ricky, the dog.
Yeah, he's the other good Ricky out there that is pertaining to San Francisco.
Did he go down with a big-time injury or just a temporary one?
See, I didn't think it was anything serious. I saw that news yesterday, but why would you be worried about that if it's not a serious injury unless you're losing another receiver?
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Rain and a low of 71. We'll get Aditi's thoughts at 4:15. A quick timeout. We're right back here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.